begins then are introductions to lessons 181 through 200. Listen. Our next few lessons make a special point of firming up your willingness to make your weak commitment strong and your scattered goals blend into one intent. You're not asked for total dedication all the time as yet, but you are asked to practice now in order to attain the sense of peace such unified commitment will bestow, if only intermittently. It is experience that makes it sure that you will give your total willingness to following the way that the Course in Miracles sets forth. Our lessons now are geared specifically to widening horizons and direct approaches to the special blocks that keep your vision narrow and too limited to let you see the value of our goal. We are attempting now to lift these blocks, however briefly. Words alone cannot convey the sense of liberation which their lifting brings, but the experience of freedom and of peace that comes as you give up your tight control of what you see speaks for itself. Your motivation will be so intensified that words become of little consequence. You will be sure of what you want and what is valueless. And so we start our journey beyond words by concentrating first on what impedes your progress still. Experience of what exists beyond defensiveness remains beyond achievement while it is denied. It may be there, but you cannot accept its presence. So we now attempt to go past all defenses for a little while each day. No more than this is asked, because no more than this is needed. It will be enough to guarantee the rest will come. Here we go. I'm glad you're here. Remember that you're not a body and that you're free as you were created, and that you can change your mind anytime you want and it's going to be different. Okay, that you're doing it to yourself. Yeah? It's going to be the final lesson. It's called 200. Okay? It's called There Is No Peace Except the Peace of God. And I'm going to sing you a little bit of it. Because all of this has been coming from my own mind. Thank you. It's called A Course in Miracles. Are you ready?
I'm gonna sit right down and write myself a letter.
Oh, yeah.
And make believe it came from you. I'm gonna write words oh so sweet.
It does get easier, doesn't it?
A lot of kisses on the bottom.
We had to come in here together.
I'll be glad I got them. I'm gonna smile and say, I hope you're feeling better.
Yes, it's you're the one I'm interested in.
And close with love the way you do. I'm gonna sit right down and write myself a letter. And make believe it came from you.
Here we go. you said? Reflections of light. Is this possible? Pulling in here.
Gonna smile and say, I hope you're feeling better.
Huh. Look.
And close with love the way you do. I'm gonna send that girl.
If I can.
Myself a letter.
I want the peace of God. The appearance in the utilization of a message of an alteration that can occur within the power of you to decide the outcome that you want within your own mind in this final video in the series that we've been doing between 181 and 200 in our Course in Miracles contained the inevitable acknowledgement that a voice, whatever is speaking to me in my consciousness, is reminding me of my individual responsibility for what's going on in this world. You with me with this? That is, I am appearing as a figure in the idea of a reflection of light in a body formulation that appears within the consciousness of myself to be very real, doesn't it? Will you practice with me just a moment? Because I want you to see where the conflict in the idea of your self-consciousness lies. You may be interested to know that all of that I'm offering you, obviously, is coming from the testimony of a single whole mind. In our case, we use the term Jesus of Nazareth, who reminds you very simply that all of the ideas that you have about the world that's out there are only contained within yourself. Now, you know conceptually that what I'm telling you is the power of your mind to decide in a singular reality of what you are. Yet, the consciousness of yourself in the idea of a brightness of a reflection of light inevitably allow you to believe that within the consciousness state that you're in, that there is a fear episode going on in which you disconnect yourself in a moment of space-time from what you think that you are. And this inevitably leads, shall I teach for just a minute? This is going to be a hologram. God, you. Everybody says information in the holographic universe. Now, can I teach this from the Bible? And go. If you're only going to meet yourself, if the guy you've got to forgive, if everything that's going on in your mind is only your own self, why would you be concerned about it? These are the scriptures that are entered from out of time to increase the frequency of the light that you want to see within the procedures of your mind. What I'm going to do, this will be less than 200, okay? What I'm going to do is read you a little bit of it, all right? And what I want to remind you of is that in my discovery of your individual responsibility, you're going to be hearing a beautiful voice singing all about the earth being here, and all about the long ideas of yourself. And you'll be able to hear them, but I'm going to start this first. But you listen, they'll be coming in a moment. It'll be a voice. Listen to this first. There is no peace except the peace of God. Seek you no further. You will not find peace except the peace of God. Accept this fact and save yourself the agony of yet more bitter disappointments, bleak despair, and sense of icy hopelessness and doubt. Seek no further. There is nothing else for you to find except the peace of God, unless you seek for misery and pain. Listen with me now. This is the final point to which each one must come at last, to lay aside all hope of finding happiness where there is none, of being saved by what can only hurt, of making peace of chaos and joy of pain and heaven out of hell. Attempt no more to win through losing, nor to die to live. You cannot be asking but for defeat.
There's a saying old, says that love is blind. Still we're often told,
seek and you will find.
Seek and ye shall find.
Listen.
So I'm going to seek a certain lad I've had in mind.
Thank you.
Looking everywhere.
It's going to be
contained
in me.
He's the big affair. I cannot forget.
She came especially to sing this song to you about the acceptance of the idea that there really is a peace of God. Here we go.
I'd like to add his initial to my monogram. Tell me, where is the shepherd for this lost lamb?
Here we go.
There's a somebody I'm longing to see. I hope that he turns out to be,
yes,
someone who'll walk over me.
It's got its hologram. Look.
I'm a little lamb who's lost
I'm
in the
using
world.
My mind.
I know I could always be.
This
one who wants
my whole teaching is that someone is watching over you. Come on.
Although he may not be the man some girls think of as handsome, to my heart he carries the key.
Here we came in together, remember? Here we are.
Won't you tell him, please, to put on some speed? Follow my lead. Oh, how I need someone to walk over.
I'd love to teach the idea that you can recognize yourself. Can you tell? There's a great deal of joy in the idea that the peace of God is shining in me now. And I don't have to pay any attention to the world that's out there. It's in my mind that I'm going to see it. And I'm sick and tired of all the consciousness of myself going on here. Listen.
Although he may not be the man some girls think of as handsome,
it's okay.
Sure. To my heart,
it's going to be here, isn't it? You are the one. You see that? The peace of God?
Won't you tell him, please, to put on some speed? Follow my lead. Oh, how I need someone to watch over me.
Thank you. Thank you for that lovely. Yes. Let's go on with this. Let's go on with this. There's no sense in dying. You can ask as easily for love and for happiness and for eternal life and peace that has no ending. Ask for this and you can only win. To ask for what you have already must succeed. To ask that what is false be true can only fail. Forgive yourself for vain imagination and seek no longer what you cannot find. For what could be more foolish than to seek and to seek and to seek again for hell when you have but to look with open eyes to find that heaven lies before you through a door that opens easily to welcome you? And I'm back for just 1 minute to tell you that the simple reflection of the light that you're getting within the consciousness of yourself in this final lesson 200 can just as easily recognize in the joy of the love that I'm expressing from you. When I come to you from outside this frame, okay, I'm suddenly appearing here and giving you a reflection of myself. Can you get this? In my mind, there's going to be one of me. There's going to be one of me as I awaken in this consciousness of you, okay? The peace of God. Listen. Come home. You have not found your happiness in foreign places and in alien forms that have no meaning to you, though you sought to make them meaningful. Listen, this world is not where you belong. You're a stranger here. But it has given you to find the means whereby the world no longer seems to be a prison house or jail for anyone. Freedom is given you where you beheld chains and iron doors. But you must change your mind about the purpose of the world if you want to find escape. You will be bound till all this world is seen by you as blessed and everyone is made free of your mistakes and honored as he is. You made him not, no more than you made yourself. And as you free the one, the other will be accepted as he is. The other will be accepted as it is. I'm going to read you all about the idea of the hologram of light that's offering you a solution that many of you are hearing for the first time. The voice that's speaking to me is coming to me from a reference that's deep within me. It's in a dream sequence that I have about myself that you know perfectly well, that the whole universe that we're speaking about is out there. It's up in the stars, billions of planets, and billions of ideas of stars, of energy, of reflection of light. And here you are, in a dream sequence in which the reflection of yourself is the insistence that there could possibly be anything real about the idea, when all you're going to repeat with me on a continuing basis is that you at last have decided that not being a body in the reflection of light, remember lesson 199, you're going to simply have the certainty that being responsible for this, you simply don't want it anymore. There it is. There it is. There's that brightness that came to you. It's called the peace of God. Listen with me. What does forgiveness do? In truth, it has no function and it does nothing, for it is unknown in heaven. It is only hell where it's needed and where it must serve a mighty function. Is not the escape of God's beloved Son from evil dreams that he imagines, yet believes are true, a worthy purpose? Who could hope for more? While there appears to be a choice to make between success and failure, and love and fear. Listen, there is no peace except the peace of God, because he has one son who cannot make a world in opposition to God's will and to his own, which is the same as his. What could he hope to find in such a world? It cannot have reality because it never was created. Is it here that he would seek for peace, or must he see that as he looks on it, the world can but deceive? Yet can he learn to look on it another way and find the peace of God? Yet another way. In the power of the decision, of the brightness of my mind, in the certainty that this world is over. In the devastating moment that so many of us have experienced in the idea of another death episode, we have finally reached the point where we're saying to ourselves in our consciousness mind, there has to be another way. We're going to use the term here. We're going to call it a bridge. We're going to call it a bridge of energy between the idea of the faculties of the death motivation of ourself in correspondence with the reflection of ourself. And we'll see the light. Listen, one more paragraph. Peace is the bridge that everyone will cross to leave this world behind. But peace begins within the world perceived as different, and leading from this fresh perception to the gate of heaven and the way beyond. Peace is the answer to conflicting goals, to senseless journeys, to frantic, vain pursuits and meaningless endeavors. Now, the way is easy, sloping gently toward the bridge where freedom lies within the peace of God. Where freedom lies within the peace of God. In a reflection of light that I'm getting from you. Remember the sound? All of the script that is being written now in correspondence with your discovery of yourself, in what we term the miracle of A Course in Miracles, are simply an admission that the idea that this place, okay now, we appear to be here within the body form, and we go into a repetition of reflections of light within what we call the hologram, don't we? This is our hologram, all right? This is a reflection of light. You ready? You're starting to look very lovely. Am I getting a true reflection of myself? I hope so. Is it only in my mind? Yes. There really is not a world out there then? According to the scripture, according to what I know to be true, this obviously is not real. I have awakened sufficiently in the bridge so that when I look at you, I suddenly am seeing you together in a new frame of reference where the distance between us has been shortened galactically to the certainty that while I kept searching out further and further, where did I end up? Right back here. I ended up back here. And I finally decided in lesson 200 that the peace of God that I want is not out in this world, that I have put the world out there to protect myself from the enemy, from the hatred, from all of the things that are going on in my body form are simply ideas of the dream sequence of myself. Now I'm in the awakening of the dream. Yeah. I have come into your dream. Thank you for that. Was beautiful. And I'm suddenly appearing, here you are, as I'm appearing, and my interest is in you as a body form. And I know you have aggregated all sorts of body reflections of light. Okay. My whole teaching to you, this from Jesus directly, is that there's only going to be one son. There's only going to be one of me. You ready? I'm it. Now, if I suffer the conflict of my mind, the bridge that I must cross will shorten the distance between my old and future reference. And I'm going to end up right here and now. I'll be right back. Listen to this song. I'm going to end up right here and now that I have found at last the peace of God in the motivations that I'm using for the reason why I've been here. And I'm leaving. And I'm leaving with you. And I'm leaving with you. Here. Now.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Skies of blue and clouds of white, so bright
as the day,
the dark sacred night.
Getting easier.
Can I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
We can hear the script, can't we? Listen.
The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, cross on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? Trees of green, red roses
you listen with me. I'm going to read you just a little more. That you've been lost somewhere out in the stars, haven't you? And you look with on, and you're frantically looking around. And everyone that you're meeting is having the same problem you have. And now suddenly, deep within you, there's a memory that's coming into your mind that all began with the idea that you had come into this frame and apparently been lost. Apparently, you've been lost within the sequence that would obviously be impossible if in the awakening of yourself you suddenly see that the universe is there. And you and I are standing here looking at it, yet we have ideas of ourselves in our duplicity that make us unable to see the simplicity, the ultimate realization that I am responsible for this, that I'm going to choose the outcome, and that the journey that I have been on keeps leading me right back to the same spot. Will you listen with me just a little more about finding the peace of God with you? There's some a great deal of joy going on in the idea that the voice that led to the idea of the Course in Miracles, this is directly from Jesus. All he really says is, I'm here in a whole memory of myself about you. And there's only going to be one of us no matter what I do anyway. You can use me if you want to. I'm a disciple. I'm a teacher of the certainty of the increase in frequency of the response of the possibility that there's always something else that I can look at here. Something else. There it was. Now I lost it. There it is again. Now I lost it. Look, the mind training shows me that I want to stay in a constant reference, that everything that I'm seeing are my determination to reflect to myself the idea of what is false, since the illusion of myself is actually all over and gone already. Listen with me about this. Let us not lose our way again today. We go to heaven, and the path is straight. And only if we attempt to wander can there be delay and needless wasted time on thorny byways. God alone is sure, and He will guide our footsteps. He will not desert His Son in need, nor let Him stray forever from His home. The Father calls, the Son will hear, and that is all there is to what appears to be a world apart from God, where bodies have reality. Look, now is there silence. Seek no further. You've come to where the road is carpeted with leaves of false desires, fallen from the trees of hopelessness that you sought before, and now they're gone. Listen.
No tears, no fears.
Huh.
Remember, there's always tomorrow.
Thank you.
So what if we have to part? We'll be together again.
Huh.
Your kiss.
You listening?
Your smile, our memories and treasure forever. So try thinking with your heart.
All of a sudden, there you are, aren't you?
We'll be together again.
This is thinking different.
Times when I know you'll be lonesome. Times when I know you'll be sad.
You listening?
Don't let temptation surround you. Don't let the blues make you bad. Someday.
Just makes sense.
Someway. We'll both live a lifetime. For us,
See, I've come from outside. I've crossed the bridge for a moment into the sequence of time. Here we go. You're hearing me. I can tell. I can tell. Lesson 200 finally is affecting you. Listen. This group came especially from outside the frame to play for you in this sequence of time. Times when I know you'll be lonely. Times when I know that you'll be sad. Don't let temptation surround you. You're America. Today, we seek no idols. Peace cannot be found in them. The peace of God is ours, and only this will we accept and want. Peace be to us today, for we have found a simple, happy way to leave the world of ambiguity and to replace our shifting goals and solitary dreams with single purpose and companionship. For peace is union, if it be of God. And we seek no further. Okay, we're very close to home now, and draw still nearer every time we say, there is no peace except the peace of God. And I am glad and thankful that it is so. Thank you. I'm very much aware that you're conscious of yourself and an idea of how you think you are. So the solution that I must offer you will be the idea, while it's not knowledge of God and going out in the universe, allows you to decide that you want to hear within the perspective of yourself the singularity of the reality of how you are in your consciousness. It's called forgiveness. It's called love. It's called awakening from the dream of consciousness through utilizing your mind, because we're all coming from the same mind. Here's what I'm going to do. In the Master Teacher's Notebook, which is available to you, incidentally, you may want to send for it in our course in Miracles. More and more now, associations of new mind are seeing the reasonableness of a discussion as a minimum, of an argument. Let's try it that way. I'm going to argue with you just for a moment about the possibility that the Course in Miracles that obviously came from outside of this frame is true. And I want you to hear how that mind works. Will you listen with me for a minute? Good. Yes, here's another friend came in here. And he suddenly is saying, all right, I'm going to listen to it. Listen. Contrary to what limited perceptual mind believes, there's nothing abstract about enlightened mind at all. Whole mind is in no way representational. It does not have thoughts, but rather is the thought. It is exactly what it says. An enlightened human mind is momentarily an embodiment of reality. We're trying to teach you through continuing miraculous occurrences that by not supporting relationship associations of your projected imagery, the image will become whole and all-inclusive unto itself. The very highest form of enlightened thought is this Course in Miracles. While by necessity is written in a perceptual mode, it is an incredible assertion of inclusive immediacy. It is itself a totality rather than a statement of the possibility of wholeness. You listen, you will be free when you realize that total truth, which is what God is absolutely non-judgmental, and in fact could never have the capacity to judge, or in reality, any capacities at all, except to create you perfectly. Listen, to many of you now, in this accelerated program of awakening, the continuing observation that not a single human being on earth really knows what he is, where he came from, or what he's doing, and nothing at all about itself in relationship to the universe that is apparently all around, is becoming more and more intolerable to you in the certainty. You listen, you must face your fear of an uncompromising spiritual commitment. You must finally deal with the inevitable disbelief, derision, denial, and attack that eventually confront your uncompromising assertion of the impossibility of death. When you feel the incredible freedom of an unqualified commitment to a singular truth, you'll laugh with me at the absurd self-constructed obstacles that have kept you from enlightenment. And I'm back with you just for a moment in the idea that the manner in which you are reading this now as we sit together here can offer you a consciousness of yourself. Now, what's the imperative? You can't be concerned about the reflection of light that you appear to get from another consciousness mind. In our course, this is called a split mind. When your mind is split, you believe that the separateness of you can be indicative of the inevitable fear that you're going to feel in the idea that there's something out in this world that's other than what you are. Now, in the consciousness of this in our course, there's inevitably a moment when that fear may really be expressed in you. Now, is it genuine? I will say. But compared to the fear that you're in anyway, why not finally decide in your own mind that there really is something else? Here, I'm going to read you just a little more about what's available to you now in this script. Listen. Let's look at the Course in Miracles as an effect of supraconsciousness. That is, with Jesus Christ as its true causation. The acceptance or admission that a Course in Miracles originated from an absolutely unearthly source, while it appears simple, is the single most difficult barrier to enlightenment that the immature consciousness faces. No matter how overwhelmingly predominant the evidence, both in method of origination and in content, that this is indeed so, the assertion is finally inevitably going to be an act of faith or trust, isn't it? You must remember that human conceptual consciousness is explicitly formulated in a self-perpetuating structure of thought that denies singularity. Nothing could be more devastating to the dualistic mind construct that is limited perceptual reality than the realization that A Course in Miracles is indeed not of this world, but actually truth speaking to falsity. In other words, God-man speaking to man. Here, I'm by for a minute. I'm enjoying a great deal the idea you're letting me come into this association and sit with you and read to you about the possibility that in my illuminant mind, all I'm really offering is a true mind. This has nothing to do with what you think you are as a consciousness. Not only that, but you know it. Yet you have a tendency to want to continue to associate with time, all right, an invention of your mind that allows you to believe in the dualistic possibility that there's something beside you in the entirety of God. No, actually what happened right there is you went into an illumination of the shortening of the distance of time. This is my whole teaching. That was downloaded from the Course and simply disappeared. I'll read you just a little more about the mind that is back here now with our sequence of time. Our sequence of time. Listen. Eternity is reached by a dissociation from time. Time is nothing more than the conceptual distance between cause and effect. Coming from time to eternity, then, is only the practice of bringing the cause and the effect of you together. The workbook of A Course in Miracles provides uncompromising discipline in the technique of disassociational thinking to bring about a literal transformation of your perceptual mind. It's a passionate assertion of the insanity of conceptual thought, which is what the earth is, in its denial of a single whole truth or God. Listen with me. But the so-called human mind cannot tolerate is the final simplicity of an indifferent God. Simplicity is an effrontery to self-conception. Here's the statement in all its stark reality. God knows not of this earth of construction of your mind. And your attention to temporalness and obliviation are simply impossible and do not exist. You listen about your guilt. It must be understood that when we speak of guilt, we're speaking of it in its absolutely inevitable sense, not of guilt in the sense of regret or wrong or the committing of sinful acts. The human mind suffers from the guilt of associated ideas. Perceptual mind is inevitably guilty of the responsibility for itself. Guilt is only and totally the assumption of the responsibility of separate human identity through conceptual thought, or as Jesus would say, an attempt to usurp the kingdom of God. Oh my goodness, listen. It's imperative to remember that A Course in Miracles is a direct communication from God through Jesus Christ, indicating the apparent conditional situation between God and man, which is one of false separation, and to the manner in which that apparent schism is and was repaired. Its sole purpose is to bring enlightenment through the transformation of your mind. And I'm back with you for a moment, because I love the idea that you're at least looking at conceptually at the possibility that all of the thoughts you're having about the split mind of you are not real. Now, you've let me come in, and I'm going to use the term classroom from out of time for a moment, and I've gathered with you, and you've enrolled in a course in the transformation of your mind. All I'm really offering you, you already know perfectly well in the idea that while you continue to use your concept, what I'm offering you is always more concept of yourself. You ready? That's what you're afraid of. See, as long as you can get old and sick and die, you can believe in the separation. When the simple admission that there's only going to be one reality is made by you, you end up in this condition. And I'm enjoying reading it to you. Let's listen a little more to this idea. how ridiculous that the alternative to aging and disease is annihilation or death. Has it ever occurred to you that the only way you finally escape disease is through becoming completely diseased? Does choosing death to escape self-inflicted disease and pain still seem reasonable to you? Or is it that you do not believe that you do this but to yourself? During the revolution of consciousness that is going on in you, the whole idea of death or annihilation becomes completely absurd. And this is going to make you very happy. You will see how ludicrous the notion that you, as a living, creative being of reality, could actually become aged, deteriorate, and die. You listen with me. What a flimsy excuse are the affairs of man as a denial of eternity. If sin is real, it is unpardonable. How strange that you finally cannot forgive God because of his unqualified forgiveness of you. The teaching, through an unqualified assertion of an awakened mind that you are perfect as God created you, must finally be inexcusable and unacceptable to the mortal mind. But the use of God as an excuse for your earth sojourn is so unreasonable that it must finally become intolerable to you. If God really created this world of pain and death, it was a dastardly act for which there can be no excuse. Listen. As you accelerate the miraculous process of perfectly singular creative regeneration, you feel the boundless joy and freedom from the bondage of what was your apparent existence in a totally meaningless self-replication of objective space and time continuum. You are beginning to communicate. You are becoming a communicator. Now, wanting the peace of God in this lesson 200 in the Course, have enlightened you to the point within your own concept of yourself, where the notation that you are not a body, the lessons that are going to be given you in this next 20 lessons, actually, are going to say, I'm not a body. They're going to go back to the idea that we taught 181. Through 200 in the idea that you are not that body and that the faculty of the conversion of your mind has become a real factor in the enlightenment of you. I want to say very personally to you that the use of your conceptual consciousness to understand that my conceptual consciousness is your conceptual consciousness, this directly from the idea of a single whole man, a single whole idea that I am positive in. I'm very certain that there isn't any world out there. I have become, in that moment of the devastation of myself, in episodes of death that I kept repeating and repeating and repeating, that finally there had to be some light somewhere that was not of my conceptual self. And this recognition of what I am offering you in a direct communication that was taken down, and communication is a word I'm going to use from now on, because it's the idea that we can communicate with our conceptual mind in what appears to be a body form simply by recognizing that our body can move anywhere out in the universe. Here it is, conceptually, and be right here. And it's right here with you now. And it's right here with you in what we call this classroom of an increase in frequency where you're about to leave this whole continuum of time. It will be over and it will be gone and you'll have no memory of it. But while you have a memory of it, let's enjoy the mission that we've been given in the idea that we're going to utilize the power of our self-consciousness in the admission we're all coming from the same source. All of us are nothing but the idea in lesson 200. First, that we're not bodies in 199. And second, the concept that all we really want is the peace of eternal love and happiness that I'm feeling for you, or why that energy of light that I just felt for you tells you of how much I love you in the memories that we're sharing together. Because these are memories. They're memories of coming here, being here, and leaving. Coming here, being here, and leaving. So that all of that time lasted just for that moment. And the love that I'm feeling for you. And the love that I'm feeling for you. Right here. And right now. You're gone to the place of love.